This is Mary Jane from PiratePods.com, and I'm outside the Casbah with
Jimmy Laval from the album Leaf.
Like you just said, you're the man behind the album Leaf, but tonight you're playing with and touring with Magnetic Morning. How did you get involved with that, and how's it going?
It's going good, and I got involved basically Adam I'd met a couple years ago when album Leaf was supporting a band that he was touring with in Europe, and Sam actually Interpol opened for my old band that's still together called Tristezza back in like 99 or 2000 or something like that. So I briefly met him there, and then just through the years was kind of reacquainted, and basically Adam and Sam were introduced and they started playing music together, started collaborating, and then basically said, you know, basically commissioned me to play keyboards for the project. So that's about how it happened. That's the long story short, I guess.
How's it like to transition between being in charge of your own project to just playing an instrument in someone else's project?
It's very nice, but it's also kind of boring. Like, I feel like my brain's not working as much as it should be when I'm on the road, and yeah. I don't have the stress involved and all that kind of stuff, so it's kind of nice to just sit back and not really care so much about what's going on. You know, it's like the stress isn't on my shoulders. I kind of set up my thing, I do my thing, and then, you know, we do the show, and then I get to go, you know, I'm not the guy, and I just kind of walk away, and it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's done, and it's kind of nice. But it's also a little boring, just because I feel like I'm not doing things that I should be, but yeah. But it's not there for me to do, so I'm just kind of like having to adjust to not being that main person and stuff like that, so mm-hmm. it's nice. It's kind of refreshing.
Okay, well, like, now you're working in a couple of groups, and in the past you've worked with a lot of projects. Do you find that it's sort of like having a musical identity crisis, jumping between groups?
No, I mean, for a while I was I was doing Tristezza and I was doing Album Leaf, and then Album Leaf kind of started getting really busy. So I decided to leave Tristezza and then focus on Album Leaf. And then Album Leaf kind of got to a point, you know, where it was kind of its own machine and kind of, you know, just did what it did. And then I had off time, and then I started playing with Blackheart and playing bass with them. And it's just kind of just like friends that I just kind of just play with. And if they need somebody and they need some help, I mean, I'm there. You know, I can do different things. So I like to do different things, you know. And Album Leaf, on record I do mostly everything, but live I'm just playing piano, you know, or Rhodes and other stuff. So I, you know, love playing drums and I love playing bass and whatever else I can just kind of sit in on and keep my musicalness occupied. it's not really that hard. I mean, I haven't played with those guys I just played with in, I don't know, 2 months, and it's like country Americana style kind of stuff, and just kind of sit right in and just go for it. And so it's nice to just do different things and keep yourself busy, you know, because if not, I'm kind of sitting at home twiddling my thumbs and watching TV or something. So yeah, that's about it, basically.
Well, of all the instruments that you work with, which one do you find you can have the most fun with and manipulate the most?
Well, as far as manipulating, I guess easily the synthesizers, just because it's kind of hands-on right there, ready to be manipulated. And then there's a taking that kind of approach, you can kind of go with different instruments and try to manipulate those in some way or another. But most easily, it's always just, you know, synthesizers or keyboards just through effects and, you know, things like that. So mostly synthesizers. I mean, they're my favorite to kind of just sit around and just play with and twiddle knobs for a really long time. And also when I'm doing beats, that's another thing. I mean, it's not really an instrument, but programming is, you know, definitely an art or, you know, whatever it is. And I'll sit literally for hours and just work on beats and just do little things here and there and add little accents and add, you know, this, that, or whatever. So I guess that's it, yeah.
Okay, well, according to the San Diego Music Awards, you sort of own the electronic scene locally. And I'm wondering, because you've traveled around a bit, how is the electronic scene stateside compared to sort of how it's accepted abroad?
I mean, that's kind of a weird thing because I don't really consider myself electronic. Even though we are obviously, or we do obviously have electronic elements, you know, as far as beats and synthesizers and things like that, and mm-hmm. I guess our amps plug into the wall, so that's electricity, and you know, there's all kinds of things that, you know, are electronic. But I mean, as far as what I consider to be straight up electronic music, it's more of like German electronic, you know, like Kraftwerk, anywhere from Kraftwerk to like No Twist to Lali Puna to all those things, and even Moom, you know, Icelandic. And I think that I haven't come across many stateside electronic bands aside from Telefon Tel Aviv that I really kind of appreciate and take them for electronic, because they're either kind of doing, other bands are kind of doing the same kind of thing that we do as far as just incorporating beats, you know, and I don't really consider that electronic if you're doing all organics and everything over that. And I think that electronics are, you know, is really like kind of laptop based and electronic beat based and you know, things like, and synthesizers and stuff like that, less acoustic instruments and less organic instruments over it. So I guess to answer the question, I don't know if I've really found a stateside act that kind of compares to, you know, Kraftwerk or compares to No Twist or, you know, things like that. So, but I believe it's probably, I think it's just a different kind of thing. I think there's probably, there could be basically a classification of American electronic, you know, if you're going to go that far as like incorporating like us or someone like the Olympic System or, I don't know, Mice Parade maybe. You know, I can't really think of that many bands, so. Mm-hmm. I think there's probably just, I think it's just European electronic is what I consider to be the actual genre of electronic. So, I mean, that's just my classification of it, so, you know, I don't know. Who am I to say?
Well, is, like, the Kraftwerk, you sort of sound something you might want to incorporate more into later?
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is I feel like we still do, you know, we do incorporate those kind of things. Definitely an influence, right. But it's just the way that we approach it, as opposed to, you know, just being straight up electronic, you know. There are certain songs of ours that are straight up kind of electronic and that electronic approach, so I guess we could be, you know, I guess, that's what I'm saying, is like we are electronic to an extent, but right. I just don't think, I mean, there's other bands like, well, for example, there's a San Diego band called Aspects of Physics that I think are amazing, and they're electronic, you know, and they are legitimate electronic, and they've been put up in the same category as us, and, you know, and we win, but I think that's just kind of because it's an overall vote, you know, as far as the public, but not just San Diego, it's the public right. of the world. And you know, when you count up MySpace friends, you know, of course we probably, you know, you count up those, and of course we'll probably win, because you know, you put up a bulletin and say, hey, we got a nominated, take a vote, you know, and so then there you go, you know. So I think that it's kind of, you know, I definitely appreciate the music awards and being nominated and being appreciated in that sense, and but I also, it's definitely, aside from the Academy Awards, the San Diego Music Award, Academy Awards, not the Oscars or whatever it is, but, you know, those things are actually voted on by, you know, local San Diegans that are the Academy, and, you know, that's more of a basis of a legitimate award. You know, when I won Best Alternative Album or whatever for In a Safe Place, I mean, that felt good, because that was actually voted on based on, you know, people that were in the, you know, part of the musical community, so... But as far as, like, other things, it's kind of just, you know, who's got the most... Who can get the most votes, who can do this, or whatever, you know?
What was the last thing you were genuinely excited about?
I don't know, I guess when we played the Hollywood Bowl, that was pretty exciting. And I think I was genuinely excited about being on the Hollywood Bowl stage and, you know, playing Always For You at the Hollywood Bowl, which was pretty rad. The Seattle International Film Festival that we just did in June was really cool. It was just us performing to a silent film for 90 minutes, and we just did an original score to it. And we did two shows back to back, and that was really awesome. As far as musically being generally excited about something, the first thing that comes to my head is a band called Menomina that I just when I saw them at the Casbah in front of like nobody, and I thought that I had discovered this new thing. And you know, I was really, really excited about it, and turns out that there's a lot more people that know about them, and then their new record came out, and they kind of blew up. But I think that was generally the last thing that I was super excited about hearing musically was Menomina.
Well, because you're touring a lot and constantly immersed in music, do you find that it's hard to be interested in other bands that are out there?
No, I mean, if I come across something that I like, then it's there, you know. It's not very often that I do, and that's just mostly not because I hear things and think that they're awful. It's just because I just don't really get, you know, I don't do my homework or my research on new bands and stuff like that, you know. I'm not a blogger or anything to, like, find out what's going on, and I'm kind of amazed when I see a band that's played and, you know, just like Menomina, for example, like, when I saw them, they were supporting Pink Mountain Tops, and Pink Mountain Tops is a side project of Black Mountain, and you know, there was probably 60 people here at the Casbah, and then, you know, they come back, what's up, and they come back later, and then it's sold out, you know. So it's kind of like, how do people discover this, how does it happen, you know? I guess it's the kind of thing where there's people out there that they have the resources and how to find new bands, and I just don't think I've really come across that, you know.
All right. If you were to write a message in a bottle, what would it be?
Wow. Can't just lay that on. You gotta like think about that. Shit, I have no idea.
Well, that could be it.
Yeah, shit, I have no idea. That's exactly what I would write. Jimmy LaValle, shit, I have no idea.
Perfect.
That's my final answer.
All right, well, I was trying to come up with some questions for you while I was finishing up my day job shift today, and so I was wondering, if you had a mind-numbing cubicle job, how would you get fired, and what would the song be playing as you exited the building?
Huh. I've kind of had this fantasy of, like, of getting a job just to get fired, and then to get fired just to kind of just do everything that you're not supposed to do, like, just... You know, if you're not supposed to put your feet up on the table or be comfortable or smoke a cigarette or whatever, just do all those kind of things, just kind of like a fuck you to whoever your employer is to get fired, I guess, and mm-hmm. and just kind of go with that and ride it to its fullest, I guess, of everything that you are not supposed to do at a job, and just be the laziest person. And then to exiting music, I guess the first thing I thought of was Steely Dan's Dirty Work, but... I guess I'll leave it at that. Steely Dan, Dirty Work. Do you know that song?
No.
It's the one that's, I don't want to do your dirty work. Oh, no. That song.
Okay, yeah. It's appropriate.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. It's the, I don't know.
Okay, well, since it's starting to cool off, I busted out my autumn album collection. Mm. Do you have season-specific albums, and what are they?
I don't, but I wish that I did. I definitely have, like, morning music, you know, things I like to throw on in the morning. Steely Dan is amongst those. Richard Swift is dressed up for the Letdown as a nice afternoon record. Menomina is, like, a nice little afternoon, you know? Just that, about that time of the day before you're about to eat dinner, but you don't, you know, you're just kind of hanging around and just twiddling your thumbs, I guess. And it's a good, M. Ward is a nice dinner, it's nice dinner music, I guess. I don't know, I don't really have seasons, though, I feel like I should, but I definitely have the different types of records that I like to listen to at different types of the day, I guess, different parts of the day. When it gets later, I start putting on more, like, funk and soul and stuff like that. I don't know.
All right. What sort of activities are listeners supposed to be engaged in when they're listening to Jimmy Laval music?
Sleeping. Yeah, I don't know. I had always had the thought of what Album Leaf is, really is kind of like something that you kind of put on and go about your business and do whatever it is you're doing and just kind of let it play and not have it be a total focal point, you know, to what, or, you know, just totally concentrating on that, just kind of like let it kind of spin silly in the background and just do what you do, and if something catches your ear, then you kind of stop and you pay attention and then you keep on going or something like that. I don't know about activities, but driving seems to be a good activity, I would think. But although I might make you fall asleep, and that might be bad, but I don't know. Yeah, driving or riding your bike.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, ride your bike, listen to a little Album Leaf.
All right, what are you looking forward to coming up?
New record. We're recording in January, so, and this one I'm doing as a full band, as opposed to my last ones that I've done just by myself. So, I'm really looking forward to that. Just everybody's, you know, we're gonna get together, we're gonna work on songs that I've written and drive up to Seattle and make a record and come back down here and work on it more, and I'll really be looking forward to the next time Album Leaf goes on tour, starts playing shows. So, you know, I've been doing so much other stuff, you know, so getting back to Album Leaf and an Album Leaf, you know, vibe, and just, you know, States, Europe, Japan, everything else that comes involved, and just getting back into that. Really looking forward to that.
All right, well, I've got three real quick silly questions that I always ask at the end. And the first one is, do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
Slang? Is dude slang?
Sure.
Yeah, I think dude is probably amongst my top ones. Maybe awesome. I say awesome too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, and what's your drink of choice?
Jameson Rocks. That's easy.
And how do you feel about eyeliner?
On ladies, I like it. But on guys, I don't understand it. I guess that's about it. But I do like it. My wife wears eyeliner every now and then, and I like it. So, yeah. That's about it, I guess.
Okay.
Or maybe she doesn't do eyeliner. Maybe she does mascara. That mascara is this one.
The lashes,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's only a mascara, but I do like eyeliner. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
You got any final words to say? Close this out.
It's been great, Pirate Pods. Is that what it is, Pirate Pods?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.